Okay, little brother. No need to be so rude. I'm just saying hello. Anyway, so what if it's your room? I live in this house too, and I think I'm entitled to come in here once in a while. Besides, I think it's about time you start being a little nicer to me. You never know what might come of it. Huh? Oh, nothing. Never mind. You'll understand soon enough. But seriously, though, you have been a little brat to me as long as I can remember. Hogging the TV, pestering me and my friends whenever I had them around. Always running off to Mommy and Daddy. Crying that I'd been too mean whenever I reacted to your endless harassment. I always assumed you hated me, and that's why you decided to make my life miserable. Well, I'm not so sure you hate me anymore, do you? My sneaky little bro. Oh, what do I mean? I mean, I found your little stash. Oh, playing dumb? You don't know anything about the pairs of panties, tights, leggings, even socks that have been going missing from my room for the last few months? Huh. That is pretty strange. For some reason, whoever took them seems to have stashed them all under your bed. Crazy, right? And that's not all. They absolutely covered them in cum, like drenched them in the stuff. Yeah, whoever came that hard and that frequently into my panties and socks clearly really has quite the thing for me, huh? Like, there's no way they could deny it, right? What do you think? Aww. Don't have anything to say? Something getting you hot under the collar? It's just you've gotten a pretty hilarious shade of red. Oh, I think it's a little late to be coming clean now, you little pervert. I knew it was you, even if I hadn't found my things in your room. I've seen the way you look at me when I've come out of the shower. Only my little towel between your eyes and my naked body. I've noticed that my door is left slightly ajar when I've been changing in my bedroom, even when I know that I've closed it. I'm pretty sure you've been intentionally following me whenever I go upstairs, too, trying to get a sneak peek on my skirt, maybe watching my ass sway side to side in my skin-tight leggings. You're always staring at my ass when I wear them. I sometimes intentionally bend over around you just to see the look on your face and the little tent in your pants. Ugh. It's obvious you can't keep your eyes off of me. You even stare at my feet if I have them up on the couch. Don't think I haven't noticed these little habits of yours. That's why the moment my first pair of socks went missing, after I was sure I hadn't mislaid them anywhere, I knew it had to be you. I just didn't know how far you'd take it. I mean, Jesus, you must have spent every single spare moment in your room bucking my panties, filling my socks. I mean, my fucking socks with every drop of cum you had. How fucking pathetic. What even is it about it that gets you off? Is it the soft satin material of my panties against your pathetic throbbing cock? The hint of pussy you could pick up by shoving the crotch of my stockings into your face, knowing that your sister's tight pussy was pressed up against it only moments earlier? Oh, I know the smell must have been part of your twisted jerk-off sessions. Every single item had come straight from my dirty laundry hamper. Ugh, you are so, so gross! You know I wore some of that stuff to the gym, right? I bet you did. And that only got you off even more, didn't it? You must really, really like me if my fucking sweat gets you off. Aww, nothing to say. too embarrassed to even try to defend yourself. And I didn't think you could get any redder. Oh, don't tell anyone. My poor sweet baby brother. You really haven't figured out anything yet. Never mind. You'll get it soon enough. Trust me, though. I spent a long time thinking about what to do with my discovery. Maybe tell Mom and Dad? Sit back and watch as they ruin your life, make you watch the disappointment in their faces they have to teach you not to use your sister's panties as a cum rag? The perfect revenge for all the times you've snitched on me to them. But then I thought, is that really a just punishment? Does that really deliver the humiliation you deserve? Maybe I should tell all my friends. I mean, I am on the cheer squad. We could have it all over the college before the end of the day. Everyone you know would know exactly what you are. A filthy, panty-stealing, incest-loving freak. Oh, would you not like that? Too bad you didn't feel the same way when you were filling my panties with your cum. But, don't worry. I didn't think that seemed like the best punishment either. Honestly, ever since I found you out, I've been thinking of what to do with you. Then, I realized something. I loved the feeling of power over you that I had now. I mean, by the look on your face, you'd do anything I told you to keep this little, hobby of yours between us. That sort of power is pretty intoxicating, you know? So, if I told everyone, yeah, you deserve it, and yeah, that would be pretty funny. But, I'd lose all that leverage. I'd lose that feeling of power, of absolute control over my own little brother. So, I started thinking, what better way to keep you under my thumb while still ensuring you get the humiliation you so richly deserve? Then, it came to me. What do I mean? Think real hard for a sec. Has anything felt wrong these last 2 weeks? Oh, there's that look of realization. You've been stroking and stroking your cock, but haven't been able to get out even a drop of cum. Oh, how do I know? Well, for one, these walls aren't as thick as you think they are. Ugh, I can hear the revolting slapping sound of you stroking yourself all the time. Pretty sure I heard you moan my name once or twice, you freak. Also, you're not the only one who can peek in through a door left slightly ajar. You are too busy to notice me watching you. But one thing I haven't heard is your sad little moans of pleasure. Not that I want to hear that disgusting whimpering anyway. So, why haven't you been able to come? Well, you took some things of mine, so I took something of yours. Your orgasms. Oh my, did the penny just drop? Suddenly realize why you've been having some trouble getting any release? Of course that was me. You didn't really think you'd spontaneously lost the ability to come, did you? What, like you had some super rare condition that no one has ever heard of before? Sorry to say, little bro, but it really was just the doing of your sweet, innocent older sister. You could always think of it as me doing you a favor. You clearly had an addiction problem. It's just most people get addicted to gambling or alcohol or whatever. Not spraying a huge load while sniffing their sister's panties. But how did I do it, you ask? Have you ever heard of erotic hypnosis? Those YouTube videos where they get people up on stage, pull them into a trance, and make them think they're coming in front of a whole audience of people? Yeah, well, I kind of did the opposite. When? When you were asleep, silly? Oh, yes. Those huge wet dreams you started having over the last few months. Waking up in a huge puddle of your sticky semen. Yeah, that was me too. Oh, it's a little late to call me a perv now, isn't it, my little panty thief? It was actually easier than I expected. You're such a deep sleeper. The moment I knew you were out cold, it was just a matter of slipping into your room, making myself comfortable beside your bed, and using my sweetest, most seductive voice to lull you into a deep, dark trance. After that, you were surprisingly easy to manipulate. Believe me, I was extra careful not to touch your cock as I pulled your shorts down. Honestly, I nearly gagged at the sight of my own brother's pathetic little dick. But it was all worth it, whispering in your ear to get turned on for me, and watching your cock start to stiffen until it's rock fucking hard, throbbing and oh so desperate. It took a little while to get you to come on my command. I started just ordering you to get hard for me, then to throb and leak pre-cum when you heard a certain trigger word. Then, when I knew I could get you to do that, I could possibly get you to do, or not do, anything I wanted. The first time I made you squirt all over yourself was quite the reward for all of my hard work. I put the image in your head of me stripping out of my gym clothes and getting in the shower, peeling my tight yoga pants off of my beautiful ass and down my tight, toned legs, you peeking through the door as my thin strip of thong pulls away from my beautiful pussy. God, you were leaking so much you would have drenched the bed with pre-cum alone. I made you pick my panties up, controlling you even in your dream, and stroke yourself with my sweat-soaked thong, inhaling the crotch of my leggings. I could tell you were within seconds of coming. That's when I knew that the moment had come to take control of your emissions. I told you to come for me, and my God, did you? Although I'm sure you remember waking up in the aftermath of that one. You came all over yourself, spurt after spurt hitting your body, your bed, and even your fucking face. I was worried I was gonna wake you with how much I was laughing, but I couldn't help it. You were bukkaking yourself while murmuring. Thank you, Pixis. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I tried a few more times to really hone my ability to make you come with just one word. Then, before even getting you into trance, and then before even getting you hard. The next time I told you in no uncertain terms that you were not allowed to come without my permission. Again, imprinting another of my little triggers into your malleable mind. And it fucking worked. I peeked through your door and saw you stroking your dick desperately with some tights of mine wrapped around your cock. God. You looked hilarious. Eyes forced shut in concentration, your hand pumping up and down like crazy in a pair of your sister's school tights covering your cock like some nylon condom. I bet that would usually have you shooting your load in a few minutes. Probably even faster. But you kept going for that, what, half an hour? Or at least that was as long as I needed to watch before I knew. I had complete control of your pleasure. Your swollen balls and all that backed up cum in them. They belong to me now. Not a drop was going to come out of you without me giving you the trigger. What is a trigger word? All in good time, my little pervert. Oh, calling me a bitch really isn't a very good idea right now, is it? I mean, I certainly wouldn't insult a person with control of my orgasms, but maybe you enjoy being controlled by me. I mean, I have no idea what you were fantasizing about all those times you were jacking off. Maybe you've always wanted to hand over control of your overactive little dick to your big sister. Or did you want to dominate me? To bend me over my own bed and give your older sister a good hard fuck? Spank my juicy ass, squeeze my big tits, and fill my pussy up with load after load of your cum? Well, it looks like you won't be feeling anyone, or anything for that matter, with any cum at all. Yeah, that's kind of the thing, little bro. The triggers are specific to me and my voice alone. I mean, that won't stop you from ever having sex. If anything, it'll make you better. You could pound some slut for hours, making her cum over and over again. But your poor little cock will be denied of any such pleasure. I mean, I guess you could beg me to let you come, but that might be a little awkward, don't you think?
Oh, sorry, babe. I've got to call my older sister and plead with her to let me come inside you.
Oh, no need to cry, little brother. Is it because your mean old sister took away your favorite toy?
You can still jerk it all you like. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. I mean, lots of people enjoy edging, right? Although it's usually self-inflicted, to be fair.
Is it because you've been discovered as a filthy, incest-loving pervert by the very object of your desire? Ah. It's because your balls have been hurting you real bad these last few days. You can't sleep because your cock keeps throbbing, riding that tipping point with release so agonizingly close yet so impossibly far away. And you've ruined almost all of your boxers by continually leaking pre-cum in them. I mean, honestly, I almost feel sorry for you. Almost, but not quite. You so totally deserve this. Oh, stop crying, honey. I wouldn't be that mean to you. Of course not, silly. Why would I undo all of my hard work? All without you learning your lesson. The lesson is, I'm your older sister. You will do what I say. You will respect me. And most importantly, you will submit to me. Completely. Oh my, you've had quite the bulge in your pants from the moment I came in here. But did I just see it throb when I said that? Maybe you didn't want to dominate me. Maybe you wanted me to own you all along. Oh, my dear baby brother. You have no idea what you're in for now. All I can say is, be careful what you wish for. So, here's how this is going to work. If you need to come, who am I kidding? More like when you need to come, you are to come to me and ask permission. You are to say in no uncertain terms, please, big sister, your worthless little brother needs to be milked of all of his perverted cum. Maybe I'll say yes. Most probably I'll say no. Maybe I'll make you beg for a bit or a lot, throwing yourself upon my mercy and telling me all the perverted things your aching full balls have you thinking. Then I may say yes, but who knows? It'll all depend on if you catch me in a good mood. That, and if you've been a good little boy for your sister. How can you be a good boy? I'm so glad you asked. Taking care of my chores. Paying me all of your allowance. And a cut of any wages you've earned working your part-time jobs. Waiting on me and my friends when they're here to visit, perhaps. I think you'd certainly better start doing my laundry for me. It's kind of the least you could do. And I have no worries you'll be making my dirty clothes even dirtier now, do I? No. On the other hand, if you've been a bad little boy, if you insult me in any way, pester me at all, or if you snitch on me or my friends for any reason, and especially if you tell anyone about what I've done to you, or if I find out that you've tried to break the hypnosis, any such behavior will lead to a swift and devastating punishment. For smaller matters, I may add a month or two or maybe three or four of not allowing you to come. And for the major stuff, well, I may just never let you come again, little bro. Also, I can change my mind at any time I like, no matter how good you've been. Maybe I'll make you jerk yourself for hours, only to refuse you release and make you put your little erection back in your pants. Won't that be fun? You'll be stroking yourself silly all the time, while not even knowing if you'll be able to come. It's like the ultimate tease and denial game, huh? So, say I am in a good mood, and you've been a good little brother for me. Then you'll take your cock out in front of me, stroke yourself to the point where you really, really need to come. And then I will give you the trigger, and you will be rewarded the most mind-blowing orgasm you've ever had. Well, until the next time I deem you deserving of such pleasure. Aww, you don't want to have all of your masturbations supervised by your older sister? Oh, it'll be too embarrassing. I'm afraid it's too late for that, bro. Also, your rock-hard cock in your pants doesn't exactly make you seem very convincing. Oh, what about when I'm on holiday? Or when I go away to cheer competitions? Or when the football game goes away to play in another college? Well, you have a phone, don't you? The trigger should work through a phone speaker, but we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. If it doesn't work, then you have to wait until you next see me. Not like you have a choice, is it? Oh, and don't get any clever ideas like recording me saying the trigger or getting some other girl to say it. Like you'd ever even have the balls to tell anyone anyway. Trust me, I made absolutely sure that neither of those would work. It has to be my voice, and it has to sound slightly unique each time, so a simple recording won't suffice. You won't be coming without my explicit knowledge and permission. Face it, your big sis owns your cock, your balls, and all of your cum now, little brother. So you better get used to the idea. In fact, I want to hear you say it. Say, my cock, my balls, my cum, and my orgasms all belong to my big sister. Come on now. Or do you want me to immediately deny you by a month? Ah. That's a good boy. See, you do know how to be good for your big sis. One more time for me, little brother. A little louder. Good boy. I would be sorry, but this is what has to happen when you have no control of your own orgasms yourself. Someone else has to take control for you. If you'd been jizzing into tissues over some girl your age instead of your sister's clothes, then none of this would have happened. You really have no one to blame but yourself, baby brother. Can you touch your cock? Sure. I mean, it's not like it'll do you any good. In fact, I'm sure after a month or two of no orgasms, you'll be doing everything possible not to touch your cock. You have to watch yourself at some point, though. Maybe now is a good time to learn self-control. Unless you want to be walking around with a boner for the rest of your life. Oh, and don't go thinking that I've done all of this because your obsession or fetish or whatever is mutual. It doesn't turn me on to see your cock. I don't want to fuck you. I just want to fuck with you. The sense of power over you most intimate. The sense of power over your most intimate feelings and actions. Now that turns me on. I have you exactly where I want you. I own you, little brother. Speaking of my power over you, I think we should see what a good little slave you can be for me. Oh yeah? You want to come? We'll see if you can earn it. I've been working out so hard today. I think you should take my shoes and socks off. Not like I needed to hypnotize you to get you to do that. Yes, that's a good boy. Peel those sweaty socks off my beautiful soft feet. God, I can see your bulge throbbing already. I bet if you could, you'd be filling your boxers right now, wouldn't you? God, your lack of control is so pathetic. Okay, now put that mouth to good use. Lick my feet clean, little brother. You hear me? Clean my feet. Yeah, that's it. Get your tongue in between my toes and really clean them up. Make sure you get my soles, too. You know, you're not too bad at this, actually. I think this is going to become one of your main jobs from now on. I bet you'd like that, huh? Becoming a foot slave for your sister you fantasized about. There's a pretty obvious wet patch growing at the tip of your bulge. I'll take that as a yes, then. You've imagined about these feet for so long. Now, you finally get to have them in your mouth. Do they taste as good as you'd hoped? Maybe if you're lucky, I'll let you lick the sweat off my legs. Or even my ass, if you're a good boy, of course. Okay, that's enough. Stand up now. It's time to show me how much you need to come.
pull that cock out of your pants for me. It's just as small as it looked when I was watching you through the door. I can't believe such a small dick can produce so much cum. Although, seeing how swollen your balls are, it makes a bit more sense. Oh, do they hurt? This has to be the longest you've gone without release. Your balls are used to being emptied a few times a day, so they must be producing a huge amount of cum to keep you filled up. Another piece of karma for you. Now they're just swelling to breaking point because you couldn't keep your hands off your cock. I think you should show me how you get it all out. That's it. You may start stroking for me. Grab that little cock and give it some nice, long, well, short, slow strokes. Yeah, that's it. Just like that. Ew! There's a string of pre-cum dripping from the head of your cock. I think you need to clean up your mess, little bro. Take your spare hand and cup it under your leaky cock head. Yeah, that's it. Now pull your hand up to your mouth and lick it clean. You don't want to? It's too gross. Oh, and here I was thinking you wanted to come. Well, maybe a few months forced abstinence will make you more agreeable. Yeah, I thought you might change your mind. That's it, baby brother. Lick your filthy fingers clean while you stroke for me. Speed up your stroking now. I don't care how unbearable it is. I think you can take it. And that's all that matters. Now, I think a proper confession and apology is in order. Say, I'm sorry I'm such a filthy little panty thief. I love wanking into my sister's panties, her socks, anything that touches her body. I need my big sister to control my orgasms for me. Yeah, that's it. Now, thank me for all that I've done for you. Good boy. Okay, now speed up your stroking. I want to see how hard you can jerk it. Why don't you take one of those socks you just pulled off my feet and wrap them around your cock? Show me how you jerked whenever you stole them from me. Yeah, that's it. Already stroking and leaking into them. Oh, you wanna come, huh? It's starting to hurt. Oh, poor baby. Beg me then. Let me hear you beg me. Please, big sister, please let me come. Oh, this is so much more fun than I thought it'd be. Keep begging. I'm not satisfied. Keep begging, baby brother. Convince me how desperate you really are. All right, don't cry again. I guess you have done everything I've asked of you so far. Well, that, and I really want to see how my trigger works on you now that you're awake. Stroke as fast as you can now, brother. Okay. Now, get ready for the trigger word. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Loser. Oh my god. Oh my god, it fucking worked. Holy shit, look at that map that you're shooting. Oh, it's coming through the end of my sock. Oh my god, ew. It's dripping all over the floor. Oh man, if that's how much you spray after just a few weeks, imagine what a month or more is gonna do to you. Oh, this is gonna be very fun. God, you're still throbbing like crazy. Did that feel good, little brother? Did you like your sister making you come that hard with just one word? Yep. That's the trigger. Anytime you hear me say the L word, you get to come. I figured it'd be pretty appropriate for the loot. I mean, a pathetic little boy like you. Okay, fun's over now. I'd better start clearing up now. Okay, fun's over now. You'd better start cleaning up now. You've made quite the mess. I'll be back later with a list of things you'll need to do for me, starting with cleaning all of your cum out of my socks. Oh, and now that your cock is back in your pants, I just wanted to remind you. Not only can you only come when I say the trigger word, but you have to. So, if we're out in public, if we're having dinner with mom and dad or my friends are over, anytime, really, and you do something that displeases me, I can have you spray your load anytime I want. So, you better not give me any reason at all to call you a loser. Whoops. Oh, did your mean big sister make you come all in your pants? Oh well, now you know how it feels to have your most private clothing ruined by your gross cum. You're going to wear those for the rest of the day, okay? Just to keep what happened here fresh in your mind. You'll just have to find some excuse for mom why you stink of dried semen. Better make it a good one. You'd better have enjoyed those two orgasms. I think 3 months with no coming will show you how serious I am about this new relationship of ours. Nope, no complaining or it'll be 4. I hope you've learned your lesson, little brother. I own you. Got it? Got it? Okay, good. Catch you later, my little loser.